Today's edition of the Derek Hunter Podcast is brought to you by Ancient Life Oil.
What is Full Spectrum CBD? Full Spectrum CBD is all the cannabinoids, which in turn gives you major effectiveness. CBD isolate is much less effective than Full Spectrum CBD. No herbicides, no pesticides, pure organic, non-GMO, Full Spectrum CBD. Where do you get the good stuff? At AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. Buy CBD tinctures that work. That's AncientLifeOil.com.
Alrighty, hello again everyone and welcome to it. It is the Derek Hunter Podcast of the 29th of November. 2021, happy Monday. Ugh, yeah, I know. I hate it too. I really just cannot stand Mondays. I'm Derek Hunter. I am your host. Appreciate you tuning in, telling a friend, downloading, sharing, all that good stuff. Wouldn't be worth it if it wasn't for y'all. It'll be an exceedingly short show. I feel guilty. I'm so not ready to go back. I'm not ready to go back on the air. I'm not ready to go back in the podcast. I haven't followed the news in so long. In like 7 days, barely watched any news. And it was glorious. It was wonderful. It was lovely. And now I'm sitting there going, what the hell am I going to talk about? And I'm still tired. And my hips still hurt from, I rented a car to drive back to Michigan because I didn't want to put the miles on my car. And last time I drove halfway there, the car broke down and needed a new engine. And I got a new engine and it was under warranty. Thankfully, it was a used car, but it was under warranty because it was a defect in Kia, apparently. But nobody warned me about it when I bought the car used. Like, hey, oh, by the way, they have this defect. There's a possible recall. It just died on me in like Frederick, Maryland or something. So I had to call my friend Brian to come pick me up. Thankfully, I got the engine replaced for free, but I didn't want to put the more miles on it. So I said, we'll just get a rental car and go. And it's a gas guzzler. It was big because we got to haul the kids around and all the crap that goes with the kids. And my wife packs like we're moving the kids, like we're sending them off somewhere. Like I packed. I put it all in one small bag. 3 pairs of pants for each, 3 pairs of socks, 3 shirts, and my dad has a washer and dryer. We could just wash it. It's not a fashion show. We're in the middle of the damn woods. Nobody's going to care what the kids are wearing. No. I found a bag of pants that I unloaded from the car. A bag of pants for the kids. I assume it's for both of them. I hope it's for both of them. But it's like, they're not, they wear the same crap every day. They'll wear pajamas all day today. All the pajamas they slept in, they'll wear all day today. My dad isn't going to go, I can't believe that you kept those children in the same outfit from the moment they woke up until the time they went to bed. That is just so gauche. No, my dad doesn't care. My dad doesn't even notice to run around naked. He's just like, get out of the way of the TV. We're playing a game here or something. So anyway, I just haven't been following the news all that much. I have to get back into it later this evening. But right now it's 8 o'clock. So I got to really get on my butt because I got to be on the air. And then we got to get back to normal shows. So there you go. There you have it. It is going to be a severely abbreviated program for today simply because I just am not ready for it. I want to announce the winner of the signed book by me contest. So sorry, let down. Jeremy Christensen, you've won. Check your messages at patreon.com if you haven't already. I've already sent you a message. Congratulations. And this week's contest is going to be a little bit different. There are going to be 2 books up there for grabs. Now, you don't get both books. The winner gets 1 book. The winner gets to choose. I'm trying to make it more interesting because it's the holiday season. The winner gets to choose between Why We Fight by Sebastian Gorka or The Big Picture by Dr. Ben Carson. Both are autographed, indeed. Gorka, Sebastian wrote MAGA! Exclamation point. And Ben Carson just wrote best wishes. I got the Ben Carson thing signed years ago, 2-3 years ago, when I went to his office and sat down and did an interview with him when I was at the Daily Caller. So I brought in a stack of his books and got them all signed. So this is one of them. And Seb's book, I don't even remember when I got him. My wife has known him for years, so she might have gotten it. But whatever the case, you get to choose. There'll be pictures. There are pictures right now up at patreon.com/Derek Hunter Podcast of both books together. The winner, whose ever name is drawn, will get the email from me saying, congratulations, you've won. And then you go, which book do you want? You don't get both books. And we'll do a sort of a which book do you want thing for the next couple of weeks because Christmas. I can't guarantee that it'll get to you before Christmas just because who knows what's up with the postal service. But I would like to think that it could get it to you. And I'll try and dig up some good signed books for this. I think that, you know, Ben Carson. Oh, shut up, you stupid Apple Watch. I think Ben Carson and Seb Gorka are pretty good. I know which one I would choose, but then that's just me. Whichever one you choose is entirely up to you. Crap. I'm going to try and get Bo Snerdly on this week because he's got a book out about Rush on the radio. Make sure you check that out. We talked about doing this before, but it just wasn't possible before I went away. Honestly, all the stuff that I could sit here and do, I just would be filling it, and it would be an insult to you, and I don't want to insult you. I just want to point out that I will have a lot to say about this situation with the car in Waukesha that has apparently gone on a rampage. Who knew Christine was a real thing? CNN yesterday, today, tweeted out, Waukesha will hold a moment of silence today, marking 1 week since a car drove through a city Christmas parade, killing 6 people and injuring scores of others. It just reminds me of Ilhan Omar's 9/11, Some People Did Something. The media has basically lost interest in this story, and they're now saying some car did something, some vehicle did something. What are you going to do? It's disturbing, it's disgusting, it's not surprising. Don't forget, this is a guy who is espousing anti-Jewish and pro-BLM garbage on social media, a long criminal history. Again, it goes back to what I said about what in Kenosha and the child rapist, mentally unstable history of violence people that were running around with the gang up there. If your movement attracts people who are mentally unstable, then maybe you should rethink your movement. If they are violent, horrible, hate-filled people who are mentally unstable, when they're released from institutions of mental institutions or criminal institutions, and their instinct is to run to you and your events and your party, then maybe you should rethink what's going on. What are you doing? This guy, Brooks, has a long and storied criminal record, yet he was right there with the victim cult on the left, buying into the we are victims, we black people are oppressed, we need reparations, blah, 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 the Jews are out to get you. You name the conspiracy theory. He is a racist piece of crap, and I hope he falls into a wood chipper. That being said, the media knows this as well, and they've lost interest in the story. So they are personifying cars. They are imbuing them with human attributes, like the ability to hunt and kill people based on their skin color. It is a load of garbage. And to the extent that the media covers this story, which ain't a whole hell of a lot, that's how they do it. That's how disgusting these people are. Anyway, I'm just rambling at this point. I am still so damn tired. Never drive for 12 hours or 11 hours, whatever the hell it was. The kids were actually well-behaved. I was less well-behaved. Problem was it snowed half the time. But Michigan beat Ohio State, so that's all good. Sorry if there are any Buckeyes out in the audience. Mostly sorry you're a Buckeye. Anyway, don't forget to go to patreon.com/Derek Hunter Podcast to enter to win the signed copy of either. You get to choose Winner's Choice. Ben Carson, The Big Picture. You know, the book, it's not bad. It's not mint condition. I had to buy it used because it's an older book. And Seb Gorka's Why We Fight. That one's in better shape. So there you go. Enter up there. Congratulations to our winner. But realistically, we're all winners, aren't we? We're heading into December, the month of Christmas. So be ready. Be ready. I like to give stuff away as best I can. It's just a matter of whether or not I can mail it to you. in time for Christmas. So thanks for listening. Appreciate the hell out of the use of your ears. Have a wonderful Monday. Tomorrow's Tuesday, I swear, we'll be back to regular order. I just don't have it in me today. The longer I talk, the more my nose gets snot-filled from being out in the cold. You don't need to deal with that. You didn't even need to know that, but now you do. Have a great one. I'll see you tomorrow. Thank you.